Hello?
Hey, Brady, how are you?
Good, how you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Brady, you talk about Carolina and the challenges they present to you this week.
Well, I know. I think, especially after watching last Monday night, I mean, you can see that they've got a ton of talent on offense. So, you know, for us, it's almost, you know, similar to trying to keep, you know, Cam off the field. You know, we know he's going to produce points. He's very gifted both in the passing and running game, and they've got a lot of talent all around. I think defensively, it presents a tough task because, you know, you got a guy like Luke Kuechly, I think it's pronounced, who does a great job of, you know, stopping the run and forcing the opposing team to try to pass.
Brady, how would you assess your play thus far this season?
You know, I don't know. I'm not one to really look back and sit there and try to assess my, you know, my play from week to week or what have you. You know, we're just trying to get a win. That's our really only, you know, focus here right now.
Yeah, and we asked Coach about that. What would a win, other than, you know, make it two in the win column, what would a win do for this team right now?
Well, I think it goes, you know, it really just kind of gives us the final product of what we're working for each week. You know, everyone in this locker room, you know, comes together. We work hard. We do everything we can, everything we need to do during the week to prepare ourselves for the game. We're just not going out there and playing the way we need to on Sunday. So I think it gives us that feeling of fulfillment for all the hard work and everything we put in, you know, each week.
What do you see out of Kuechly? I mean, have you watched a little bit of him on tape, and what do you think of him?
Yeah, he's a great athlete. You know, he doesn't miss any tackles. You know, once he gets around a guy with the ball, he's getting him to the ground. So you can tell at a young age he knows how to play the game. He's just got those natural instincts that, yeah, are probably rare to a lot of players.
Brady, I think you have some history with offensive coordinator Rob Chudzinski. Can you just kind of speak on that and your history with Chud?
I mean, Chud's a great OC. You know, I love the opportunity working with him my first couple of years. He's an extremely smart coach. You know, he's able to dissect things up on a defense and kind of get you into specific looks where you're going to get some guys wide open. So I really enjoyed my time with him.
Brady, the Panthers lost key defensive lineman Monday night, Ron Edwards, for the season, and y'all have been running the ball well this year. Do you think y'all try to exploit the run game on Sunday?
Well, look, I think anytime you know, you got a guy like Jamal Charles and a guy like Peyton Hillis and even Sean Jones for this year, they've all done a great job running the ball. So that's always a key on any team when you've got those guys in the backfield. But, you know, look, we try to stay balanced. You know, we want to do everything we can in the passing game is too, to make sure we're balanced on offense and don't give the defense any tips. You know, but I really do think, you know, Fua, you know, a guy filling in for Ron Edwards will do a great job. You know, from watching the film, he's done a great job all year.
You mentioned the best defense against the Panthers may be keeping Newton off the field. What will be your plan to maintain possession and stay on the field?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us is just you know, consistency. You know, not getting in the third and longs. And I think the Panthers have done a fantastic job on third and 10 plus this year, not allowing teams to really convert. So if we can just stay in those third and manageable, give ourselves a better opportunity to convert on third down and keep moving the sticks, that'd be big for us.
How you feel about Notre Dame making it, looking like they're going to be in the championship game?
Oh, I'm excited about it. I'm sure there's a lot of Notre Dame haters out there that aren't. But, you know, I think they've done a great job this year of just continuing to play sound football. I mean, they know each week what they need to do to win a game, and they just, you know, go out there, give everything they got, and they keep coming up with wins. So hopefully, regardless of who they play, they can kind of instill that same game plan and get it for the national championship game as well.
Thank you, Brady.
All right, thank you, guys.